Over the past couple of decades, hundreds of millions of people have left China's farms to work in factories on the coast. The goal was to build better lives, but it came with a cost, leaving behind families for a sometimes lonely existence. These days, more and more factories are moving from the coast into China's countryside, and more workers are coming home. NPR's Frank Langvitt reports from Hubei province in central China.
Zhang Zhaojun left the mountains of Hubei in 2009. There were few jobs, let alone careers, to keep her there. Zhaojun, who stands about 5'2", roamed the country, finding work in a beauty salon, running a cash register at a karaoke parlor, and assembling computer motherboards.
I worked day in and day out in the factory, and after a while, I felt bored. I thought, am I going to be like this when I grow old? I don't want that.
It was the life her father had lived for two decades.
I felt like he rarely spent Chinese New Year's at home. When I was little, I was afraid to call him dad. He felt very unfamiliar. There was no affection.
While Zhaojun was away working, though, the economy of her hometown, a county seat called Qichun, took off. Factories that could no longer afford rising wages on the coast moved inland to cut costs. In 2013, Qichun's economy grew a whopping 10%. Zhaojun is back home now, working as an accountant at a local fertilizer plant that opened this week. And she's determined that her kids won't grow up without a dad around, as she did.
Now I'm pretty satisfied. But I think after I marry someone, there is no way that we will work in different cities.
Chinese migrant workers began moving back home in the past decade. As wages rose and margins tightened, low-end factories on the coast went bankrupt or moved. I first stumbled upon this trend in 2008 while visiting a shoe factory on China's southern coast. Workers were breaking up the plant in Guangdong province and selling off equipment to other factories in China's interior. 7 years later, more than half of China's migrants now work in their home provinces, according to the government. Zhang Jianfeng came home to Qichun 2 years ago after working on commercial property projects in Guangdong. While he was away, the real estate market here exploded.
In 2005,
there were only 2 to 3 big apartment complexes, very few. Now there are 30 to 40. In 2005, an apartment cost $64 a square meter. Now it's more than $480 a square meter.
Given his work experience, Zhang can now make double what he made on the coast, in a city where he knows lots of people.
Honestly speaking, if you make roughly the same amount of money and your family is here, of course it's better to work in your hometown than going out to work.
As industry has migrated to low-wage areas throughout history, it's brought congestion and pollution. Zhang says that's what happened in Qichun, a city of about 1 million.
We didn't have a lot of cars here. Now you see the streets are all jammed during Chinese New Year, and air quality is much worse. In 2005, you could see stars at night. Now, you can only see a few, unless it's a very clear sky.
Most migrants seem happy to be back home, but some miss the more cosmopolitan life on the coast. Jojo Gao worked giving facials at a beauty salon in Shanghai, where she made lots of foreign friends. She even attended an underground Christian house church in a luxury residential compound. When she returned, she found Qichun, which got its first KFC last fall, a bit disappointing.
I feel now we have many shopping malls, lots of places that sell gold and silver jewelry, but there's nothing else. Material life is abundant, but interest in spiritual life, health, and fitness are almost non-existent.
But Jojo isn't going anywhere. While in Shanghai, she made enough money to study her first love, dance, learning jazz, ballet, and belly dancing. Jojo now runs her own dance studio in Qichun, where she teaches children on the weekends, an opportunity that was unthinkable here when she was a kid. Frank Langvitt, NPR News, Hubei Province.